Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey, Donna. Okay. Yeah, you bet.
Good. Well, I'm Donna Korth, and tonight we have quite a good class for everyone with Joe Feel. You'll find out some amazing things he has done, continuing to do right now. But before we start, I would like to call on our computer friend and expert, Philip Gabbert, Barbara's husband, and he's right there, and he's going to tell you a little bit about what we will be doing in the near future. So, Philip, take it away.
Hello. Just to let you know, in February, we are transferring to a new system that is controlled by the Heart Center. So on the 27th, you had to be a new telephone number you would be calling, along with the dial-in access code. You'll see it in your letters that's going to be going out. And basically, you're going to be dialing the 669-900-6833 number. And then the access code that you're going to dial is going to be 999-123-4455. After you do that, you're going to have to hit pound twice. And then you get logged into the conference call. Basically, we're using the mechanism called Zoom, and we'll be able to record everything and be able to have it uploaded fairly quickly, and we'll be using this next month. Back to you, Donna.
Thank you, Philip. Now, don't worry about all those numbers and things right now, because we will send out a letter with full and easy instructions, and it'll become like second nature. Believe me, it won't be hard.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be in the letter, newsletter.
Yeah, so it'll be in a letter.
In the newsletter with the numbers.
We'll have all that in the letter. So don't be concerned. If you have any questions, we'll work something out where you can call and get answers. Okay, we started recording, and I'm going to mute everyone right now, so hold on just a minute here. Okay, now everybody is muted, and the way that people will unmute themselves when the time comes is by hitting star or clicking on star 6 on your phone. But that won't come till the end, except for those people who are giving their dissertations or their little explanations of some of the aspects of this heart share that or heart team, heart stream that are requiring some help, at least required help for me. And we're going to be answering the questions: what is being cleared within the universities, the schools, and the learning centers now? And what are pockets? I think Barbara's going to answer that one eventually. And what are pockets of the astral plane, and what empowers these pockets? Sharon will be answering that. What is artificial intelligence, and why is it being promoted, and what should we do about it? That's me. Who is the All Buddha, Lord of the World, and what does he do for us? Donna Dreegan will take that one. And who are the commanders of the sacred fire, and why are they standing throughout the earth? Lenore will be taking that one. And then on the last one, how does attending our broadcast services help fulfill your reason for being and help you solve your karma and much more? And Dwyn will be taking that one. So here we go. I'm going to call on Lenore, who will be hosting the class tonight. Lenore?
Good evening, everyone. Glad you're here with us. Tonight, we are honored to hear from, as Donna said, Joe Feel, who is a great archangelic being whose twin flame is the Archaea Christine. Together, they represent the second ray of wisdom and illumination. You'll hear more about Joe Feel in a moment from our friend Dwyn Jabrowski. Joe Feel comes tonight with his angels of illumination to inculcate within the earth and within the hearts and minds of mankind the light that must go forth in order for us to finish with Armageddon and proceed victoriously into the Golden Age. Now, at the end of our class, in 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to learn what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. Also, to ask questions or share any insights or experiences you've had. And lastly, to give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or to just join us in prayer for the earth. Now, I'd like to read the Heart Center's mission and vision statement. I'll read it and see if it's something that you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I invite you to open the invitation you received. There's an invocation, and I'm going to give this. I ask you to join me, if you will. The opening invocation, together. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to you, beloved Archangel Jophiel and the Angels of Illumination, thanking you for inviting us to join you in this great endeavor, thus helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. We will now sing together the song that we sent you. It's also in the songbook number 76, and it is entitled Angels from the Realms of Glory. As we sing this song in celebration of our planet, send your love and thankfulness to Archangels Jophiel and Christine, the Elohim of God, and the angels and elementals for their constant assistance and presence in our lives. So I'd like to turn the class back to Donna, and she will play the song and the heart stream. Thank you.
Thanks, Lenore. Now we're going to have the class, so hang on while I get it started here. before we start the class, actually, I would like to call on Dwyn, if you're there, Dwyn, to tell us a little bit about Jophiel.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Jophiel means beauty of God. Archangel Jophiel, along with his twin flame, Archei Christine, have their etheric retreat located in north central China. They serve on the yellow golden second ray of God, wisdom and illumination of the crown chakra, serving with the world teachers Jesus and Kuthumi to illumine mankind's understanding of cosmic law. We can call to Jophiel for God illumination in our school system and government and all areas of life. Jophiel will assist us in greater access to the Christ Buddhic mind of God to experience self-knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you. Jophiel is a beautiful, beautiful angel, that's for sure. He shines like gold in the pictures I've seen of him. Okay, now we start with, I'll just introduce you briefly to David Lewis, who will be the messenger. He is the messenger for us, and he does some amazing jobs in presenting what these beloved heavenly beings speak through him.
I am Jophiel, and I come this day to impress within you and around the world the golden flame of illumination for a victory that is assured of heaven, yet must be recognized, accepted, and manifest within the earth through you each day. Through your mind, one with God. Through your heart, aligned with the Eternal One's heartbeat. And through your will, suffused with perfect faith and beingness in God. The archangels come at seminal points in time and space to inculcate within the earth and within the hearts and minds of mankind the light that must go forth in order to illumine a world and enshrine all within its radiance toward their full illumination, understanding, enlightenment, and freedom. So the Lord Christ has called me to come this day to clear what is unreal within the minds of men, to offer a new understanding to hope and virtue, and through a deeper cognition of the truth, of that which is reality and which is the hope of heaven that men will embrace fully within each new year, each new decade, each new cycle of light. Therefore, O angels of illumination, come forth now and impress deep within the minds of all the ancient knowledge of God. Come again in this hour to impel them forward into the light. March, O angels of the sacred fire, into the universities and the colleges, and the places of higher learning, and clear what is unreal, what is untrue, what has been accepted as a new standard, yet which is not based on eternal values and truths, principles of light, and that which originates from the source of all God good.
Barbara, if you're there, I'm going to let you take the first question. What is being cleared within the universities, schools, and learning centers of our country, and how has our president helped in addition to the angels? So, Barbara, if you have that.
I am here.
Great.
Well, Jofield said it plain and clear. He's clearing all that is unreal, untrue, and what's been accepted as a new standard, but it's not based on God values. In other words, socialism and other ideas like that that are not based on, you know, the white light of the Christ and the internal, the individual person's ability to rise up to his own God presence, is the line of hierarchy and all that spiritual hierarchy, which is bereft in a lot of our institutions of higher learning, as they're called, kind of euphemistically, in my opinion. And I think what came to me when I meditated on this is one thing that Trump has been doing, the president has been doing since he was inaugurated, instead of working through the media, he's been tweeting messages out directly to the people. So anybody who wants to be connected with that can see immediately what he's thinking and what his opinions are about things. So there's less possibility for distortion, for spin, whatever. And he's been working very hard trying to tell people the truth about a lot of things, I think, and just to get people to think for themselves instead of just accept what they're told by Congress or whomever, you know, but to seek the truth for themselves, which I think is really important. And people have gotten very lazy and just accept whatever comes across the screen of the TV, and they don't look any deeper than that. And to some people, it doesn't even occur to them that they're being lied to. So I think Trump has woken up a lot of people to the unfortunate realities of our political system. So, but that's a good thing, because that gives us the opportunity then to step up to the plate and make things better.
That's for sure. And did you happen to see him sign an executive order very recently, just the other day, for the freedom of people to pray, bring their Bibles, or whatever they wanted to within limitations, but nobody was to cast out or
to impede them.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was interesting seeing him sign that, because we know that there's been lots of disruption in schools due to socialism and people fighting against a lot of people won't say under God in the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. And he said that should be, that will stay there. So there are a lot of things that he has done to promote equality among the religions and the people in school. We know now that in many schools they're not even teaching correct history. And that was another thing that he had addressed. So those are two things I was aware of.
Right. Well, in some areas in California, history isn't even a requirement for high school graduation anymore, which is just astonishing to me. I guess there are those that want people to be stupid so they're easier to manipulate. Another thing that Trump has done, he has been very supportive of black colleges and has made sure that they have adequate funds to operate. He's been the best supporter of the black colleges of any president in recent memory. So that's really wonderful too. And nobody hears about it because they won't tell about it on the mainstream news.
That's right. And I did see today that there were 21% more people, black people that is, and people of other races voting for Trump than ever a president has been acknowledged by in the past by other races. So, especially the black people. So that's very interesting.
Well, traditionally, the black family has been, number one, very religious, and a lot of them are multi-generational, and so it's important to remember that, and the President Johnson's Great Society was just his plan for our country, and especially for black people, has just decimated, you know, all the welfare system and everything has just really ruined black neighborhoods, and especially in many large cities, and it really made for a lot of fatherless homes, which has been disastrous, I think.
That's for sure.
For a lot of people. And we need to pray that turns around. But there's a burgeoning middle class, which is very exciting to see. There are a lot of very well-educated and forward-thinking people in the black community now, and the middle class in the black community is growing a lot, which is also very exciting to see.
That's right. I am also excited about the fact that Jophiel is, in fact, going in unseen and clearing the minds of a lot of the instructors in colleges and universities and other schools. That's a very encouraging thing. Okay, I better let you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
You bet.
Please, for this light of golden fire now to quicken the minds and bring them to a new fount of divine understanding of what is at play in their world, which the media has hided and shrouded in their own darkness, in their own broadcast of ignominy.
Very quickly, I wanted to tell you that in this particular heart stream, Jophiel uses the words burn many, many times. And if you can catch him after you hear the first burn and say burn with him, this is very powerful for us and for everybody. The word burn does not mean what we think it seems to look like on our planet, but it means deep, deep removal by light. We don't see it, but it actually looks like a fire on the other side. And it burns through all kinds of things that he addresses. So when you hear him say the word burn, there's always going to be two more burns. And you can say those with him, and that will empower you and will empower what is happening in from God on this planet right now. So here comes our first burn, so get ready.
Burn, burn, burn through the illusory and myopic fields that have clouded the minds of men through social media and through all manner of what is being purveyed within Hollywood, within those movies, within that entire industry that is not virtuous and leading toward the holy union with the all-pervading one. Burn, burn, burn through now to the light of Buddhic wisdom all of the energy veil that even the youth of this generation have accepted as their reality, their world, which originates from the astral plane of a composite of untruths, and that which is shrouded within the dark fields of the nether worlds and minds of the unillumined. Burn, burn, burn through by this golden yellow fire that which all have accepted less than Christ, less than the all-virtuous God who is the origin of their lives, their very life essence, that which beats their hearts and kindles again and again each day the eternal fire within the threefold flame thereof. Burn, burn, burn through that which is not hallowed and beloved of God, which thwarts the purposes of the ascended hosts and their attempts to soften hearts and to illumine minds unto a path of godliness, purity, and even the holiness of days of yore.
Very quickly, I just want to tell you, the next thing he does here is he says burn, and he says it 9 times. So I'm warning you now, because this is a really great time to join in and say burn and visualize that white fire and a golden fire purification occurring in everybody on this planet. You can just see our planet ensconced in this beautiful golden fire that he mentions. So get ready.
Burn, 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 burn through all aspects of that which is not true knowledge, illumined by the Holy Spirit, that brings men's minds and hearts back to the simple form of living of the communities of the Holy Spirit that is necessary now for the Aquarian Age to ensue and for hearts to be attentive to God within and the blessings of the Spirit that come when truth, the way, and the life is manifest throughout all nations, peoples, and cultures. Burn, burn, burn through, O angels of illumination and deep understanding, the pockets of the astral plane that are continuing to be promulgated and attempting to break through into the physical plane to bring what is called artificial intelligence into play, to make mankind more robotic and mechanistic in its life manifestations. Carve a new reality for the youth to live within the natural world, no longer bereft of spiritual graces, yet rich in the quickening of the inner mind, the inner man and woman of the heart, the logoic logic of Aquarius, now dawning. Burn!
I want to call on Sharon to talk for a few minutes with us on pockets of the astral plane. And how do we deal with these pockets? So Sharon, take it away. Sharon, we can't hear you.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Thank you. When I first thought about these pockets on the astral plane, because I was a colon therapist, I thought about the little pockets that sometimes you have in your colon that are just full of toxins and they just overrun everything. So basically, that's what these are on another scale. These pockets are like little rooms in the lower regions of the astral plane, and they're filled with dark entities who use mind control and suggestions to prey on mankind's evolved consciousness and inclinations due to his, her increasing density. That's what these pockets are. So we can, and part of the other question you asked was how do we deal with these pockets? Well, besides calling to Jophiel's band of illumination to awaken us so that we can be able to discern right from wrong and the truth, we call to Astraea Impurity to bind this energy. We call to the violet flame to dissolve, transmute, and consume and clear the way. And we flood these pockets with light, just like cleansing water. We flood these and clean these out. And we also have to watch what we ingest, including bad food, nicotine, drugs, even pharmaceutical drugs, sugar, alcohol. You know, all these things will make us susceptible to mind control, because when we go to sleep, this is when most of these things happen. So that's what I have to share.
Great. That's so true. Thank you, Sharon. That's for sure. We are surrounded, and sometimes we walk through a sea of negativity, and it's very hard on our bodies, our minds, and sometimes it can be especially hard on us at night if we haven't been walking the spiritual road with our masters and angels. She's so right. I'm going to talk for just a minute here on the artificial intelligence question, because a lot of people think artificial intelligence is a wonderful thing. They say, well, it's going to reduce human error because there will be these robotic creatures or whatever that are going to be programmed to do the right thing, so there won't be so many errors. They say, well, that means other things can take risks instead of humans. Like you probably remember that when the Chernobyl nuclear power plant exploded in Ukraine, and at that time there were no artificial intelligence powered robots. And if there had been, they said, well, we could have sent them in there and that would have minimized the effect of radiation on us. And they could have stopped it early. Now, there is also the fact that a robot that is run by artificial intelligence can work 24/7, whereas humans can work maybe 4 to 6 hours a day if they're in good shape and they need breaks. Robots do not. By using artificial intelligence, we can make machines work all day and all night, and they don't need breaks. We have to take vacations. They don't. It helps in eliminating repetitive jobs. Using artificial intelligence can productively automate all these mundane tasks that we have, and things where you just run something through an assembly line. It's like in certain automobile plants and so forth. And people are bored and they don't like to do that. But believe it or not, some people do enjoy doing it and they do need that kind of work. And perhaps they need it for at least karma, solving karma for them. And that's the kind of job they require. People seem to have different levels of mental abilities, and some people need those jobs. The other thing they say is, well, it's great for digital assistants. They have something called a chat bot, not chat box, but chat bot, which is what they use when we call a telephone number and we get all these choices, and there's a robotic type answer on the other side that can't really deal with us personally, and we get so upset sometimes, at least I know people that do, and I know I have, when we can't get the help that we need because of these robots types answers that take care of the telephone for these many big companies. they say, well, it'll enable us to make faster decisions. Now, there is the example of this one robot called CPU. You probably are well aware of him or have heard about him. And back in the 90s, he was able to beat this international grandmaster named Garry Kasparov. And no matter what this grandmaster did, CPU, the computer robot, beat him. So they say that would be a wonderful thing to have. I'm not so sure. They say daily applications would be eliminated. For instance, even now we can go to Google and get maps, and we don't have to look up maps anymore. We don't have to look things up on maps and carry them around with us and stop and use. Well, I know certain teenagers that don't know how to look on a map. And every bright side has a darker version. We have to realize that. There are disadvantages. They're very expensive. Of course, that doesn't stop certain people that have lots and lots of money. They are more and more complex, and as people get more lazy, there will be those that can even keep up with knowing how to repair and make these computers as they get more and more sophisticated, these computer robots. How about unemployment, as people are put out of work because no more assembly lines are necessary? They replace teams of people that work together, but can they interact? Can they meet together and interact with one another and make adjustments with each other? No, they can't. So there are a lot of questions and problems, and I would say that one of the worst ones is that they require a large amount of Wi-Fi or electromagnetic frequencies somewhere within or without them that impacts us negatively. Now, you've already heard last month from Lord Maitreya the dangers of electromagnetic frequencies and the fact that when they came, when the Wi-Fi was increased in certain cities, the illness increased and people became more stressed and more anxious. We see anxiety all around us right now like we've never seen before. You can't walk into a Walmart without being flooded in certain areas by Wi-Fi radiation. And I want to tell you a little story. I think I mentioned it before once a long time ago, but this is kind of important. There's a book called An Amazing Human Journey by Dr. Modi. She's an MD, and she learned how amazingly to herself how to hypnotize or regress people. And she said that one of the people, not just one, but many of the people she regressed were Atlanteans. There had been Atlanteans, and they were back now, and they had been miserable in Atlantis. She said, and I'm just reading a little bit here from her write-up, that the Atlanteans had water power, wind power, solar power. They could broadcast the power through crystals and a type of Wi-Fi. Crystal vibrates at a certain frequency, so they used it to attune their power wave and then broadcast the power waves to all of the other crystal sets at that same frequency. They could put a little crystal on a small device, and the electricity would come to it, and they could run it right out of the little crystals. Now, the Atlanteans were not spiritually evolved at this time. They had learned these things from the Lemurians, who were very spiritually involved, but they did not want to use the things they learned from the Lemurians for healing or for helping others. They wanted it for power. The leadership wanted it for power. And so one day, something amazing happened. All of a sudden, the power was interfered with, and it was shut off. It started in one area where two power supplies failed, one after the other, and there was a noticeable gap in the power. The very intelligent technician was suddenly freed by the power failure, and he threw a switch and turned it completely off because he was in the position to do it. Now, at this point, the Atlanteans had learned how to insert something into the backs of the necks of all of the people of the land so that they had become robotic. In other words, they'd learned how to use artificial intelligence implanted in man so that the man became the robot and they didn't even need to make the machinery. And so the man went around in a daze, doing all of these things he was programmed to do. He no longer could choose a wife. He could no longer fall in love. He could no longer have any control of having children. It was all robotic. And the people didn't even know, because they were in a, like being a zombie. They were zombies. So suddenly, when this power failure occurred, they were freed. And they realized what had happened, and they were horrified. And I'll read this one more little paragraph here from another person that had been regressed. And she says, I saw the rulers eating people. I saw a lot of darkness everywhere. There were devices that had been in the backs of people's necks to control them. Everybody looked poor compared to the old stories. Atlantis had been known as the land of milk and honey and overflowing with all things good. They had strong and vigorous people, and now it's just full of slaves who function like zombies. And they're unable to do anything. Now, this is from a woman who visited Atlantis from another country. She was able to get there. Everybody had to go there by boat. It was like a great, big, huge island, although it was a continent size. She says, there was evil all over the continent. It was fragmented and broken into little pieces. And we saw explosions and volcanoes suddenly erupt, and the whole place sank because God got rid of it. It was so evil. And the people that came out of that suddenly came out of their zombie state, they were so miserable that those that managed to escape in little boats when all of this was happening, they would never speak of it again because it so horrified them what they had been through. Can you imagine being a zombie for several years and suddenly waking up and finding out that you had done all these horrible things because you had been commanded to as a robot and you had no memory of it? And then you saw what you had done? It was a pretty horrible situation. So we have a lot to think about when it comes to how far we can go with artificial intelligence or electromagnetic frequencies. And there are a number of groups and organizations out there now doing work against it, trying to get it to stop, because they realize that when you have evil people that get in control, there's no end to what can happen and how our freedom may disappear. So now we'll go on.
Burn, burn through all illusion captured in the unreality of all aspects of media that continue to be promulgated and broadcast ad nauseum throughout your culture and civilization. Burn through horror now. Burn through those movies that purvey illicit sex and violence and murder that is so antithetical to the purity of children and babies and even the hearts of all adults, that it has resulted in a rupture into the astral plane and a spewing forth of all manner of dark energies and demons of the night that come to taunt men in their dreams and while their bodies are asleep at night. Burn through now and clear the astral world that most souls journey through when they leave their bodies at night. Burn through a dispensation from Gautama, this entire conglomerate of illusory engrams, patterns, and vibrations, and clear the mind to perceive reality and to interpret their higher dreams as opportunities to engage with God and the Ascended Ones in the realities of light and in the sparkling identity of God manifest within the etheric planes of being.
Would one of my team like to share things that you can do in order to protect yourself and when you go to sleep? Because as Joe Field said, clear the astral worlds that most souls journey through when they leave their bodies. And this is still occurring to some people. I know many people that have nightmares and bad dreams. And we need to know what practical thing we can do. So does somebody want to make a suggestion?
Well, I say, in the name I am that am, Archangel Michael, protect me as I go through the astral plane.
Great. That's very important. Archangel Michael is very powerful in protecting us. What did, Donna, do you remember the name of the booklet by Lady Master Leto? Mm-hmm. There was a book, it's a little book on meditations before you go to sleep at night. A little booklet.
Yes, it's Leto's Evening Meditation, and it's on the prayer and broadcast page on Prayers and Songs.
Oh,
and
good.
Actually, you can just listen to it right from the website, and it's under New Age Rosaries. That's the tab.
Okay.
And it's Leto's Evening Meditation, and I think it's about a 22-minute beautiful video that David was talking about it recently.
Yes,
helpful that can be, you know, before you go to bed.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was a simple one that, about as simple and easy as you can get, Jesus, go before me. Jesus, go before me. Anytime we're going into some place that might stress us out.
Excellent. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah. But be sure the last things you're thinking about are things of the Lord, things that are higher, things that are in the positive etheric area. I know that it works, and I know that I have failed doing it on occasion. I tried to do it one night not too long ago, and instead I thought of something that was really bothering me. Well, I had the hardest time really getting out of that and going on beyond.
Another thing you can do is to ask to be taken to the retreats of the Brotherhood, and you can name a specific retreat you might like to go to, or, you know, on the etheric plane while your body sleeps, or you can ask to be taken to whichever retreat it's God's will for you to be at. And so once you make that call, I mean, you're going to be escorted to some place of light. So that's a really wonderful thing to do, too.
That's great. That's a great idea. Thank you, Lenore. That's for sure. We can all ask. Taken where we want to go. Just make sure that's the last thing you do. Okay.
Donna?
Yes.
One other little thing. I put an Organite on my nightstand right next to the bed, too. So that helps keep EMF and other energies that might disrupt your sleep or interfere with your connection with the higher realms, too.
Oh, that's right. And I can remember Boyd saying that he had a pyramid under his bed, and I've read several times that people had good results from a pyramid under their bed. It's an Organite pyramid usually, but it can be any number of kinds. And above, or like Barbara said, right near her bed or right on the bed somewhere. That is great. Thank you. Okay, we'll go on.
Burn through all astral illusion now. Precipitated within video games that the youth are embroiled within. Clear a new opportunity for them to engage in a higher discourse with truth, virtue, and the ways of light. Burn through now. By this power of God illumination, God wisdom, God knowledge, all that is dark, dank, and decrepit. This is, dearest ones, an opportunity for a new white page to manifest in the new year, ready to dawn, so that all may move forward unencumbered by the conglomerate of evil. If they choose this higher walk with light and with God. Now stationed upon every continent and within the capitals of every nation are angels of illumination, preparing for the coming of the Lord of the world, who will give his message soon.
Lenore, would you like to say anything about the angels stationed upon every continent and every capital?
Well, yes. I mean, he's telling us here that this is what is going on. I mean, he's got these legions, and you could say that all the archangels as well and all the other rays have their legions of angels, and when they are working on something, they station them around the planet and direct them to release the light there for whatever the purpose is. So we're going to be talking about the commanders of the sacred fire and why they're standing around the earth. Well, they are doing this because, like he said at the beginning of the heart stream, they come at seminal points in time and space because the light must go forth in order to illumine the world and enshrine all with its radiance. So these commanders of the sacred fire are these angels of illumination of his bands, and they are standing around the earth to carry out what Jophiel is directing them to do, to burn through this darkness, etc. And they're also standing throughout the earth to be ready to answer our calls to them. So that's a big part of it. This doesn't have to be a one-time thing. This is something that they're waiting to hear us give a prayer and say, go forth, angels of illumination, into whatever situation is on your heart and mind. Something comes up on the news or something comes into your mind where you see that it would be a great benefit to have these angels of illumination go forth. So that's what's going on the inner.
That's right. That's right. So we don't have any excuse for not calling to them or for thinking, oh, no, there just can't be any right here next to me right now, because they're right there all over. Thank you. Thank you, Lenore.
Prepare, dearest ones, your hearts to receive this Buddha, this savior of your earth, who came long ago to enshrine within all hearts the wisdom teaching of the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, now augmented by the Four Nobler Truths and the new Eightfold Path that you have received of late. As you commune with the heart and the mind of the All Buddha in your midst, receive his impartations, unique and individual for you, that will allow you to make the greatest progress in the new year and to supplant all that is not of the highest order with that which will support your higher evolution and acceleration into the great light of the eternal presence.
And Donna, would you like to tell us a little bit about this All Buddha?
All right, yes, the All Buddha, the Lord of the world. Well, Maitreya said on January 1st about Lord Gautama in 1986, the Lord of the world does sustain the threefold flame of the evolutions of earth by a filigree light extending from his heart. This then is the bypassing of the individual's karma, whereby there is so much blackness around the heart that the spiral, the spiritual arteries, or the crystal cord have been cut off. So Sanat Kumara came to earth to keep the flame of life, and so does Gautama Buddha. Keep this threefold flame at Shambhala, and he is part of every living heart. Therefore, as the disciple approaches the path, he understands that its goal is to come to the place where the threefold flame is developed enough here below within his own heart that indeed, with or without the filigree thread from the heart of Gautama Buddha, he is able to sustain life and soul and consciousness and the initiatic path. And Maitreya says, beloved ones, this step in itself is an accomplishment that few upon this planet have attained to. You have no idea how you would feel or behave if Gautama Buddha withdrew from you that support of the filigree thread and the momentum of his own heartbeat and threefold flame. Most people, especially the youth, do not take into consideration what is the source of the life that they experience in exuberance and joy. Of this gift, Gautama himself said, December 31st, 1983, I am very observant, and I observe you by the contrast of my flame through the thread, the contact I maintain to the threefold flame of your heart, sustaining it as I do until you pass from the seat of the soul chakra to the very heart of the hearts, the secret chamber of the heart. And you yourself are able to attain the attainment to sustain that flame in its burning in this octave. Did anyone here ever recall himself igniting his own threefold flame at birth? Has anyone here ever remembered tending its fire or keeping it burning? Beloved hearts, recognize that acts of love, valor, and honor, and selflessness surely contribute to this flame. But a higher power and a higher source does keep that flame until you, yourself, are one with that higher power, your own Christ self. Therefore, all receive the boost of my heart flame and impetus. And as that light passes through me from the Godhead, I therefore perceive many things about you and your everyday life that you might think beyond mention or notice of the Lord of the world, who must be indeed very busy. Well, indeed I am. But I am never too busy to notice the elements of the path presented by parents and in families and in communities and in the schoolrooms of life everywhere. For I make it my business to see to it that some element of the path of initiation moving forward the heart of Jesus and Maitreya is a part of life of every growing child. Thank you.
Wow, that was great.
As these commanders of the sacred fire stand now throughout the earth, it is up to you to command their legions to go forth north, south, east, and west, in all 10 directions, to bring the light of pure wisdom, divine gnosis, and holiness to all souls. Thank you, Blessed Ones, for your broadcast daily, for your website, which is a repository of divine truth and the understanding of the ascended host, their teachings, their heart streaming, and their deep understanding of God conveyed at this time. It is rare throughout the earth that a nexus of the release of light such as you have is manifest, and therefore the Karmic Board applauds your continuing efforts to broadcast daily and to be receptors and emanators of these God virtues, these light frequencies, these holy radiations of God power, wisdom, and love. The 3-hour sessions that you have held now for over a decade in communion with the world teachers and your sponsoring masters, it has been authorized that these broadcasts, beginning in the new year, a minimum of 2 hours now in order for your hearts to be rejuvenated through work, exercise, through service and ministration. Yet you may augment these morning broadcasts with an additional half hour to hour of an evening manifestation of teaching, of sharing, if you choose to continue our efforts among mankind to bring this divine wisdom, Theosophia, unto all.
Gwen, if you're there, will you take the last question on how doing the daily broadcast will help us fulfill our reason for being, and what can happen when people join forces with other light bearers?
Yes. Well, we are purifying ourselves spiritually and balancing personal and planetary karma, and we have an opportunity to assist life as we learn and grow in the light. We learn from the heavenly beings through the wonderful timely messages, the heart streams delivered from the ascended masters, angels, Elohim, the heavenly beings, through our beloved messenger, David Christopher Lewis. And this gives us opportunity to be up to date on the concerns of the heavenly host and to participate in giving and directing the light from our hearts and prayers into those misqualified energies that are burdening life on our planet, as well as balancing our own personal karma. And as we practice the science of the spoken word in our prayers, mantras, songs, decrees, and rosaries, the heavenly host can then use this energy for helping all life and raising our planet.
That's for sure. Thank you, Dwyn. Yes, when you have, where two or more are gathered, even as Jesus says in the scriptures, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So what do you think it's like when you've got 5, 10, 20 people gathered in his name, which we're doing tonight?
And
that's
Donna,
why it's so good when we all say burn together with Jophiel. Thank you.
Oh, Donna?
Yes.
Yeah, just as an example, it's like when three people are praying together, it's the power of 9, and when 100 people are praying together, it's like the power of 10,000.
Yes.
So it's squared, everything's squared, and we can support each other and learn and share as the Holy Spirit and the divine presence of each one is assisting each other through the web of life and the community of oneness. So there's a unity field that is created, which sustains our family and our spiritual family, and we celebrate our victories.
That's right. And here we are, you know, many of us are separated by half a country away. I mean, there's somebody in California, and there's somebody in Baltimore, and here we are all as one, which is what we will be like, especially when we are in the etheric. We can just think of something, and there it is. So that, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Dwyn. That's so appropriate. Thanks.
If this requires more of you to step forward and to share, then so be it. For our staff of the Heart Center community is busy enough with their responsibilities, and so we encourage many more of you to engage in some way and find an opportunity to give your gifts, to share. If you have thoughts in this measure, if you have ideas of how we may reach more of mankind through these evening broadcasts and share them, yet be ready to be the one through whom they manifest. And your choice may be a great one, for your dharma to be fulfilled, your karma to be quickly dealt with, and for God to use you as a holy instrument of grace and light. I am Jophiel. Christine stands with me. And now, dearest ones, we bless your hearts, your minds, with our fire, with our illuminating rays, and there is born anew within all opportunity for self-transcendence, peace, and victory. Thank you for your presence, your divine presence of light. God bless you.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we thank you, beloved Lord Jophiel, for this wonderful heart stream. Help us to apply it. Help us to know the truth. Help us to go to know where to go to find the truth when we require it, and to be faithful in praying for your victories when we do see the truth. Help us to be faithful to gather together in one way or another so we can honor and glorify Almighty God with the wonderful songs of the angels and the masters in our broadcasts in the morning and at night, and any time we are free to listen to what you have for us by our iPhones or smartphones, our computers, wherever and whenever possible. Because we realize that this is a time in which we need to be sending forth, emanating our light of love, peace, victory, and all that is right and good for this planet, so that we can come gracefully and fully into the golden age. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, everybody, I'm going to ask, we're going to start with the last part now. And those of you who need to go, we can understand, but we're inviting you to stay with us to hear our announcements and to be able to share with us any prayer requests you have. If you can't stay, you could at least stay long enough to give us your prayer request so that we can honor you in prayer over the coming days and weeks. And Donna, if you're there,
yes,
you will share the announcements.
Okay. Well, our first one is Los Angeles Expo, February 7th through 10th, and there will be soul-raising sessions there. And then the next one will be the Valentine's Meditation on Divine Love with Divine Mothers of Beauty and Grace in San Diego, California, February 14th through 16th, and that's also online. And then March the 16th through 23rd, Hawaii, Joy in Hawaii, Masters of Levity. And you can register now for that. And then April 3rd through 5th, New Living Expo in San Mateo, California, Conscious Life Expo. And the lecture will be Mystic Love, Way of the Buddha Beingness. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Now, what I would like to do, for those of you who have stayed with us, if anybody has any questions about any part of Jophiel's heart stream, feel free to throw it out there and let us answer it. And if you have a prayer request, we're taking them down, and each of us will have them, and we will pray for them together tonight. That's several of us. And we want that to have that privilege and honor of doing that for you. So are there any questions first from anybody about what Jophiel had to say? Or any contributions, anything you'd like to add? Just hit star 6, and then we can hear you. Okay, are there any prayer requests that you have? Is anybody in your family, among your friends, your work, your challenges, things that are stressing you out that you would like to give to us in confidence, and we will keep it in confidence, unless you request otherwise, that we can have the honor of praying for you?
Donna, this is Vicki.
Yes, hi, Vicki.
Hi. I want a prayer for my cousin, Betsy English. She has just been diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer and has just started chemotherapy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so she's just started chemotherapy.
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, that's Betsy English.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. She started chemotherapy. All right. chemo. Well, we'll have to pray for her also not to have miserable reactions from the chemo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for giving us that. Is there anybody else with a prayer request tonight?
Yes, this is Geraldine in Louisville.
Yes.
Yes, I have a friend. He's expecting his first child. He's older. He's going to be 49 or 50 this year. His wife is older. It's her first child, and so it's a little fragile. And they're due in February. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. His name is Simon Carey, and his wife's name is Nadine, and their unborn child for the safe rest of their pregnancy and the safe delivery and childbirth, and they are in London.
And they're in London. Tell me the wife's name again.
Nadine.
Nadine.
And she's either 44 or 45. I think it was in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because of their age and health and everything, and there was a lot of pressure on it too. I mean, he's in, you know, it's kind of the English system where the first son inherits and then the son of the son. That's part of the situation that they have found themselves in. So anyway, it's a lot of hopes and dreams and need for a lot of prayers around this particular birth.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And the fact that they're older, and I expect that they didn't expect this to happen, but we pray that it will be a great joy and everything will work out smoothly for them. Thank you.
Yes, I'm hoping. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Geraldine, for sharing that. All right. Do we have any more prayer requests tonight?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Anna.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm having trouble. I fell last Thursday. I was taken by the ambulance to the hospital. I was in the hospital for 3 days, and I hurt my left leg and my forehead on the left side, and my leg doesn't want to get any better. I just like to ask for some prayers.
Okay.
So that the numbness and the tingling on my leg goes away, that my leg feels like it's alive again.
Okay. Now let me see if I can get this, if I can repeat this back to you. You fell last Thursday, and you were in the hospital for 2 days?
Until Sunday, yes.
I see. And you mainly injured your left leg and your forehead. And
yeah.
You're having numbness and tingling in your leg?
Yes, all the way up here from my hip down, yes.
Especially when you sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the way up.
Yes.
Okay. Good. I've got that, Anna. We certainly will be praying for you to get completely healed and that the doctors will know what to do for you.
Yeah, because they told me to get physical therapy, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hopefully that works in the long run.
Yes. Now, were you working when this happened? Was this an accident on the job?
No, that was here in my house at 9 p.m. last Thursday.
I see. You were in your house when you fell.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad at least that you were able to get some help at that point, and I hope you're able to sleep at night. Are you able to sleep?
Yes, that's
good.
Yes, I've been blessed that way, yes.
That's good. Well, we will be praying for your healing completely, Anna, and thank you for letting us know.
God bless you for all your prayers and all your help. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Donna?
Yes.
Can I ask Anna a question? Is it okay?
Please go. Please go ahead.
Oh, okay. Anna, I was just wondering if where you live, if you know of a really good acupuncturist.
I do, but it's very, very expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. The only one that I know of is awfully expensive, yes.
Oh, that's too bad because I think that could probably be really helpful.
Yeah.
That's true. And another thing you can do at least, especially when you're laying down and resting or meditating, just visualize the light coming down through your body and settling in those areas where you're having a lot of discomfort. Just see it going in there. And put your hands on those areas sometimes and see the light going through your arms and in through your hands onto those areas of your legs that hurt or your forehead.
Okay. May I ask something? I heard numbness and tingling in the leg. Was there any back involvement? Did I miss anything?
I was diagnosed last week by an MRI that I have my fifth disc. I have a hernia. It's a herniated. My fifth disc.
Is this in your, which part of your back? The lumbar or?
The fifth disc.
Fifth disc
and also the two little, the bottom ones close to your coccyx.
Okay.
Closer together very much because the substance that, you know, kind of avoid any friction in there, it's been kind of gone with age, you know, and so they're not working pretty well. Well, hopefully they will.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, if you have a herniated disc, that is a challenge, and they should be able to give you some kind of water therapy or something that can help, something that would help you to stretch that a little bit and keep it from herniating further.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your doctor should be able to do that. You can ask him about that.
They asked me to get an epidural injection, but I'm not too crazy about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll certainly pray for you to know the right thing to do.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you.
Yes.
Bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
This is Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I would like prayers for our friend Claire Foshi, who needs a job as soon as possible. Just pray
okay.
for her to get some kind of job, anything. She just needs some income coming in.
Yes. We will pray for Claire for a job, for a job that she is able to get enough income to take care of her and that she will enjoy. Okay. Any other requests?
Hello, this is Richard from Detroit.
Yes, Richard from Detroit.
Hi.
Hi.
For the containment and the burning up of the coronavirus, and for all travel to Heart Center Conference.
Oh, yes.
Good one.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I've got a general one like that. I also know a specific guy that's been smoking marijuana 45 years. Now, he's smart. Says he can turn the television slow and he can get most of Jeopardy as long as it's going slower, and strong and relatively healthy. He has some of the old man's heart medicine and stuff. But, and he admits this, he says himself he's kind of caught in adolescence. No job, he can't pay the rent. Trucks breaking down, a litany of things. So marijuana might not be the horror that we were told it was, but it also may throw one's cycles of growth off, too.
Yes. Now we need to, of course, always be praying for the children and the people that are affected by marijuana in the negative ways that it's affecting them, and really for an end of this free-for-all legalization that's occurring. There are very good things that come from the hemp plant, but the use of THC in that form of marijuana is not good. Is there a particular person that you wanted us to pray for, Daniel? I didn't get his name.
One is Jonathan, but he's probably a good example of many others, and what could happen to a culture if they started smoking marijuana. They're going to kind of grind to a halt. But it's nice to be playful, but he says income is just zero.
Yeah, that's one of the things that happens with it is people lose all their drive. They lose all their determination, ambition, whatever you want to call it. It goes. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other requests from anybody? Okay, then we've got six requests, and who do we have here that would like to take one of these requests and pray for them?
Dwayne.
Dwayne, we got Dwayne.
Barbara.
Barbara.
Lenore.
Lenore. Don, are you still there?
I was muted, yeah.
Okay.
Don, yes.
Donna D. Okay, anybody else? And me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have six requests. I'll just take the last X. I'll tell you what. I'll just go Dwayne for the first one. That's Vicki and her, I think if she said sister-in-law, Betty English, who has number three ovarian
cousin,
cancer.
Her cousin, I think, is what she said. Her cousin.
Her cousin. Cousin. Thank you. So her cousin, Betty English, has stage three ovarian cancer, and she's just starting chemo. And I'll give that to you, Dwayne, because ovarian cancer is right under pancreatic cancer as being the most serious kind. It's really, really hard to stop. So you can take that one for Vicki, Vicki's cousin, Betty English. And then, Barbara, if you will take Geraldine Gower's request for this older couple, Simon and Nadine Carey, who are in their late 40s, and they are expecting their first child, which is due next month, February. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on with the culture there in London that they have to deal with, and her family. Me probably got it better than I did. So I'll give that to you, Barbara. Anna,
okay.
For Anna Bodoff, Lenore, if you will take Anna, who fell on Thursday and has a, I'm not sure which disc, but she said the fifth disc, and I don't know where that is exactly. I probably in the up just above the coccyx in the lumbar area. But she was hospitalized for 2 days. Her left leg and her forehead were injured, and her left leg has a lot of numbness and tingling all the way up it. And Donna Dregan, if you will take Richard's request for an end of the coronavirus, for a containment of it, and for the protection of the Valentine conference or any conferences where people come from all over from any viruses. And did I leave one off here? Then we have
Claire. You forgot Claire.
Claire. I'll take Claire then. I'll take that one. And I'll go ahead and take the last one, for marijuana. Okay, Dwayne, we'll let you start.
Okay. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and my holy Christ Buddhist self, I call as you, beloved Hilarion Servatus, Meta Nada. I call to all the healing angels, masters, Elohim, beloved Mother Mary, Raphael. I call for your intercession for Vicki, Betsy English, and I call for the power of love and peace and absolute God peace to flow through every cell, atom, and electron within her temple. I ask for whoever is working, whatever doctors and or surgeons or anyone who is working with her, to be absolutely a Christ attuned and for open to miracles and open to absolute God direction, and that she be guided as well as the doctors and all who are treating her at every level, and that the angels tend her day and night and bring a greater peace than she's ever felt perhaps in her life, just on God's holy blessed blessings flowing to her throughout this entire
path that she's experiencing right now. And we accept it done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Barbara?
Yes.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Omega, to all the heavenly mothers, and especially to Lady Master Venus, and to Mother Mary, Lady Master Magda, to wrap your arms of love around Nadine and Simon Carey and their child. Overshine all medical personnel attending them and helping them, any midwives or doulas or anyone working with them for the incoming of this child. And we pray for the victorious birth of this precious one. Let them fulfill their divine plan. And we pray for there to be a bubble of light around them in London to let this child come through and to bring joy and beauty and wonder and great love into their lives. We are so grateful for this opportunity and for this precious soul. And we ask the same blessing for all those souls coming into embodiment at this time. Be with their parents and all their extended family so that they can welcome and nurture these precious ones to bring in Saint Germain's great golden age. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call for the legions of light, the archangelic bands. I call to Jophiel and Christine. I call to all the archangels and their archei to surround now beloved Anna, to be with her in her home, to be with her in her bedroom, on her bed as she rests tonight. Let your light, your healing energy, all archangels have healing energies. We call for all of this to come to a point, a very specific point, onto Anna's back, her lower back, onto her forehead, wherever in her body there is a blockage of the flow of light and that can be completely consumed and dissipated. Oh, beloved archangels, beloved healing angels, beloved Servatus and Vistula, beloved Hilarion and Lady Francesca, we call for you also to be with Anna and give her such a great relief, miraculous relief from the pain, and for the transmutation of any karma that may be involved. We call for the illumination, inspiration to know what to ask for, an idea to come that's something that could be helpful as some kind of a therapy. We call for just a miraculous infusion of light for Anna going forward until this is completely resolved and done and this cycle is ended. We thank you, beloved Heavenly Host. Amen.
Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, and Magda, and all the healing angels to surround the planet, especially China, and stop this coronavirus so that it goes no further and heal all who already have the virus now. We also call to the Ascended Masters and Angels to help our heart friends around the world be able to attend physically or online all of the Heart Center conferences and events. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank you, beloved Lord God Almighty, that you have every one of us like cells in your body, loving you, part of you, one with you, and we remember that Jesus even called us gods because we are. We're joint heirs with Jesus. And we thank you for this, and I thank you today for Claire Foshi, who I love and I think is such a shining beacon for you, and I do pray for her to find that right job whatever job you would have her to find as soon as possible to support her and to take care of whatever expenses that she has. We pray that it would be a job that is enjoyable in every aspect, challenging but fun and well-balanced. And we thank you for bringing her here, and we know that you brought her here from Colorado because you had plans for her. We thank you also today for the fact that over the past year, the opioid crisis has gone way down in some areas, and we thank you that our current administration is working hard to control the trafficking of drugs from coming over our border by building a wall and other things that have been very successful in other countries. And we pray for great success in putting a total end to both human trafficking and drug trafficking. And we especially pray today for Jonathan, Daniel's friend, who has been overdoing it and shouldn't be doing it at all with the marijuana, to that point where he's unable to support himself very well. And we do pray for him to come out of that and to find his ambition and his drive again and to realize what the marijuana has done. And we also pray for a definite separation of marijuana from the good aspects of the hemp plant, which are in the form of CBD, at least reliable forms, that are helping people. And we also pray today for our current administration. We pray for our president to be as presidential as possible, being very careful of his words, what he says. And we also pray that people will know the truth about him and not just believe everything they see on the mainstream news. We do pray for our abilities to understand and know the truth and to be very wise and loving in how we handle it. We thank you for all of these prayer requests and for each person that has joined us tonight for the class and for the prayer session. May everyone have a wonderful time of sleep and go right through that astral plane into the spiritual planes and the higher planes with Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll say goodbye until, I think, the 27th of February.
Okay.
27th
Thank you.
Of February.
Good night.
That's good night.
Good night.
Everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Hail and farewell.